DW.
From the offices of Marine Harvest in the tourist center of Fort William, it's just a 30-minute drive and a short ferry trip to the nearest salmon farm, located on Loch Linnhe, a picturesque sea loch on the west coast of Scotland. The Gaelic word loch is used to describe a long inland lake filling valleys carved out by ice age glaciers, like the famous Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. But it's also used to refer to fjord-like bays and inlets on the coast. So some lochs contain fresh water, while others are filled with salt water. And here on the ragged west coast of Scotland, both types are found right next to each other. That's what makes this region so attractive for salmon farming, as salmon live both in fresh and in salt water at different stages of their development. Farm manager Steve Bracken explains how it works.
The idea is that we take our eggs into the hatcheries, we grow the eggs, and we can move them from the hatcheries into pens and freshwater lochs. And the freshwater part takes about a year. And then once we've got the fish transferred into seawater, we grow them up. But when we take them into seawater, they're about 100, 120 grams, so they're you know, about that size there. And then after about a year, we can start selecting the biggest fish and we start harvesting those. And they are round about 4 kilos at that point. At the end of the, if you like, the farming cycle in seawater, which is usually about 20 to 22 months, we will have taken all the fish out. And then the farm is empty, obviously. And then we have what we call the fallow period. So just as in farming, you don't do anything. The farm is laid, it rests, and we clean all the equipment ready to start again.
An important part of the farming cycle is feeding the fish. These days, that's a high-tech process involving pipes between the shore and the fish breeding site. The young fish are fed different mixtures at different stages, says manager Steve Bracken.
Basically, it's fish meal and fish oil, vegetable protein, vegetable oil, and then we've got a vitamin and mineral premix, and then we've got a pigment that we put in to give the salmon its pink colour. And that's it, essentially.
The experts stress that the fish feed ensures the presence of enough omega-3 fatty acids, one of the key nutritional features which makes salmon so popular.
Speed, bunny boat, like a bird on the wing, onward a sailor's cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king, over the sea to sky.
But across on the Isle of Skye, a well-known holiday destination and the stuff of many romantic songs and legends, Eileen Armstrong is not so sure about the nutritional value of the farmed fish. She runs a guest house in a tiny, remote village called Ord. Her house is just 200 metres away from the beach with a spectacular view of the Bay of Loch Ichard. And it's right here that the Norwegian company Grieg Seafood Jutland is planning to build a new salmon farm, much bigger than the one on Loch Linnhe.
Loch Ichard is one of the most beautiful, iconic, peaceful places that I know. I've lived here for 12 years now. The local people, the local community love this area. They walk the area for the peace and the beauty. And we also have a lovely sandy beach here, which the local people use in the summertime to swim and kayak. And if we have a large-scale industrial fish farm within close proximity, that will reduce the amenity value of where we live, and that is very important to me. I'm also concerned about the tourism aspect, and I'm convinced that if we have a fish farm out there, people will not want to come.
That's why Armstrong has teamed up with environmentalists from the region who have their own arguments against new salmon farms. James Merriweather is a biologist.
The biodiversity is startling. There are so many species here, so many rare animals and plants, rare habitats, which are all potentially sensitive to the outputs from an industrial-sized fish farm, which the company itself is predicting to be in the region of 800 to 900 metric tons of fish excrement per year. That is an immense amount of waste that's just being thrown directly into the sea, which will not only smother the seabed and kill off the animals and plants growing on the seabed directly in the vicinity of the fish farm, but dissolved nutrients will cause what we call eutrophication, an increase in the nutrient status of the water, which in all natural habitats leads to detrimental effects.
Merriweather is concerned that the growth of unwanted species would smother the unique biodiversity of the loch.
The burrowed mud habitat with its sea pens and all the other wonderful animals that live there, the marl beds made of a chalky red seaweed, which is a habitat for enormous numbers of other animals, particularly those that are of economic importance, the scallops and the langoustine. And then there are the seagrass beds. It's a rare environment, a rare habitat.
Roger Cottis agrees. He is also a biologist, and he too has joined the campaign against increased salmon farming in the region. He's concerned about pests and diseases being spread to fish in the wild.
We've noticed a massive decline because of industrialised fish farms producing vast amounts of sea lice that escape from the farms and attack the wild salmon and reduce their populations. It's the sea trout as well, and these are extremely important species for the symbiotic relationship that they have with freshwater pearl mussels. And we are losing those populations. But not only that, the treatment that the fish farms are using to kill the sea lice are also affecting crustacea within the wild areas of the sea, beyond the nets that are containing these fish.
Earlier this year, more than 90,000 salmon were accidentally killed when a new thermal technology to delouse them at a fish farm in Skye went wrong. Back at the salmon farm on Loch Linney, Chris Ryan is sitting in front of an array of screens showing him what is happening out in the floating netfish compounds. One way of monitoring whether salmon are infested with sea lice is to use cameras.
If you get close enough up to them, then you can see sea lice on them. You'll not see anything on ours because they're very clean at the moment.
Steve Brecken says the reason why there are no lice here is because Marine Harvest is using a new method. Instead of chemicals, they are fighting lice with their natural enemies, the wrasse.
Sea lice is the biggest challenge that we have as farmers. And the work that we've been doing with this fish called the wrasse is fantastic. So it's the Ballan wrasse that we use, and we're now breeding these wrasse in our own hatchery, so that we can put them into the pens with the salmon. And when lice appear on the salmon, the Ballan wrasse will go and pick off the lice from the salmon. It's quite remarkable. And to show you how effective that is, Chris would put into his farm here maybe 3-4% wrasse in amongst the salmon. And during the cycle, which he's almost finished, he has not needed to use any chemical or medicines at all.
But the critics of salmon farming in open water are not convinced. They say the method probably cannot be used on the scale of industrial fish farms, and also point out the problem of disposing of the wrasse afterwards. Biologist Richard Cottis is also worried about the impacts of the farms on marine mammals.
Unfortunately, the fish farms want to reduce the number of seals if they find that they attack the nets. And so they are enabled by the government to shoot seals under licence. And the impact on the whole environment is one of massive concern to us.
He's also concerned about the use of ads, acoustic deterrent devices, which send out impulses to scare off seals and other small sea animals.
These can be certainly very detrimental to seals. That would hurt their hearing, but especially to our smaller cetaceans that come to the inland lochs, harbour porpoise, the dolphins, and even some of the larger whales that come in. And because they use sonar themselves, when they're disrupted with sonar coming back from these devices, it can potentially make them strand. And we are seeing strandings around Skye, which is really problematic.
Fish companies are continuing to seek licenses to open new farms. But all in all, in the view of the critics, the price for salmon farmed in the open water of Scotland's lochs is way too high in ecological terms. It certainly won't find its way onto the table in Eileen Armstrong's guesthouse on the Isle of Skye.
I'm realistic enough to accept that we do need fish farms, but they have to be in appropriate locations and also using sustainable methods. I don't know, you know, at the end of the day, we have salmon on our plates to eat. I can't eat salmon now that I know what happens.
DW